Now, they say that life is like being on a treadmill, Dan. This one, very pertinent from Ricky.
Is there a difference between running outside and running on a treadmill?
Can you get the same benefits from hammering along the pavement as you can from jumping on a treadmill in the gym and vice versa?
In the broadest sense, yes. So in the broadest sense, you will get cardiovascular adaptations and so on and so forth. Actually, if we look at it metabolically, there's quite a big difference. If you run on a treadmill and you just use a treadmill in the gym and run at the same speed, so let's say you monitor your speed with a GPS watch outside, the amount of work that's been undertaken by the muscle is actually quite significantly different because the treadmill is doing quite a bit of the work for you. And what we actually find is that there's an increase in what's called the eccentric phase of the muscle action. That's the lengthening of the muscle. Whereas when you're running outdoors, that phase is reduced. Now, why is that important? Well, the eccentric phase of the muscle actually uses almost no energy. So one of the ways that you can combat that is set your treadmill gradient at 1%. A 1% gradient increases the metabolic cost. And there was a beautiful study done back in the late 90s where they compared outdoor running to treadmill running. And they found the same metabolic cost if it was on a 1% gradient. However, that only works if you're running for, say, a short period of time. Because once you go beyond X amount of time, you now start getting to the issues of thermoregulation. Because when you're outdoors, of course, one of the things you've got is the ability to dissipate heat into the environment. When you're running in a gym and you're on a treadmill, that heat dissipation is much, much harder because you're already running in a warmer room and we haven't got the ability to remove the heat. And so the net result is that actually, although you'll get the grand cardiovascular responses if you run, because you're just running and you're running at the same relative speed, actually, there are significant effects on muscle recruitment patterns between the two and significant differences for thermoregulation and even potential for things like dehydration between the two.
So would you advocate then, save your money, just use the free gym called the stairs, the park, the road?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's quite an interesting one. I mean, it's often made me wonder, why do people go to the gym and just walk on a treadmill? And I can understand it to a certain degree because I think there's obviously a social side to doing it. But actually, I think in the end, yeah, it's free and the overall response is probably going to be better if you just don't use a treadmill.
Thank you, Dan.